So, I just want to go and get some fucking mac and cheese nibblers. Like,
let's do it.
A goddamn madman.
But buddy, I actually just ate mac and cheese, just so you know.
Oh my god, from where?
Well, my wife made it.
Yo, hit record. This is good content.
Oh yeah, I've been.
Oh,
I've
good, been good, good,
good. I've been recording.
Oh man.
Should we welcome everybody?
Yeah, all right. So, welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I am Jeff, and I'm in the passenger seat of Ed's car right now.
See, so here's the thing. Dave has a real job that is keeping him late. And the intern graduated. So we're like a pair of empty nesters now. So we can go do stupid shit and record a podcast.
Yeah, this is us going on our Alaskan cruise. after our kids have all moved on with their lives. This is what we're doing.
We're real exciting.
Yeah, this is us playing canasta on the poop deck right now.
Poop.
Yep. I said it.
You did.
I regret nothing.
Nor should you.
I'm doing pretty good, getting over a little bit of a coffee cough, which,
Are you talking about, like, a coffee mic cough or a coffee-based cough?
No, coffee mic cough.
Yeah. All right. Wanted to be clear here.
Yeah, no, it sucks. You get a cold, you have a stuffy nose for a week, and a cough for 4.5 months. That's what I've got going on right now.
Nice.
It's fine. Honestly, it's miserable.
Sounds like the worst time ever.
It's one of... Going to Walmart right now to buy some jeans, though.
We are.
Which is always a pick-me-up.
What kind of jeans are you going to be getting at this fancy clothing establishment?
Probably some Wranglers.
Nice. Yeah. Classic.
Yeah. Definitely Wranglers. I don't understand people that spend a lot of money on jeans. I can't tell the difference. Can you?
I can, actually, yeah.
What is the difference? Please, what the fuck?
Okay, so, like, Wranglers are a little bit too scratchy on the inside for me.
Okay.
So I like a good Tommy Hilfiger or a Banana Republic, because both of those make me look like I have something resembling an ass.
By the way, I do not
have an ass whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't have any ass.
Yeah, no, it's rough. I had a...
My kids call me Daddy No Butt. It's fucking embarrassing.
Daddy No Butt.
Daddy No Butt.
That's the best name I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like you should legally change your name to that.
I should. Would it be first name Daddy No Butt, or would I change my first and last name?
First and last. Really confuse people.
Like the Ritter name goes down with me because we become the No Butts?
Yes.
I don't know. I gotta think about that one.
Well, to be fair, the rest of your family can keep Ritter. Just you.
Oh, then we don't have different last names?
Yeah, I really confuse people.
I don't know about that.
Or you and your wife change your last names. The kids keep their last names.
Yeah, I couldn't send my kids to school with the last name No Butt.
You couldn't.
Even if they put like a French accent on it, they're like, that's No Butte. They're like, yeah, motherfucker, it's No Butt.
Yeah, that wouldn't work out well.
I'm going to have to really think that through. I don't think that's a go.
All right. Well.
Sorry.
You can't say I didn't try.
No, listen, A for effort, but...
Thank you.
I couldn't do that to my poor children.
No. I wasn't suggesting doing it to your children. I mean, I like your children. Not that I don't like you, but...
I was just saying, what are you insinuating here?
But you're, you know, not a tiny human being. I feel like you could defend yourself.
Yeah. All right.
You know, somebody comes up to you and be like, haha, no, but you just be like, yeah, and you're stupid and ugly.
I could defend myself. You're right. I'd probably be a little bit... Probably a little bit harsher than you're stupid and ugly.
Right, yeah, but, you know, I didn't want to add all the...
I gotcha.
Accentuating flares that you would definitely...
This is a family show.
Damn right.
I had a new listener come up to me, excuse me, and was telling me, I checked out your podcast. I like listening to him when, you know... in the car when I'm driving and stuff. He's like, but I got to make sure I listen to yours without the kids in the car because you're potty mouth.
You are.
I'm like, yes, that is true. This is my chance, man. This is my chance to let loose.
It is. It's, what I really like is sometimes after you listen to the episodes, you'll call me and be like, I don't even realize how frequently I'm swearing.
Yeah, well.
And I just laugh and go, it's every other word.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. You know what? I have, between having to keep it buttoned up at work and then, you know, coaching youth sports and stuff.
Yep.
I really can't, really got to keep it buttoned up there.
Yeah. Cutting loose with a bunch of
this
tots.
This is my chance, you know? This is my chance.
Fly. Just soar towards the
only,
sun.
This is the only place where I can not get fired and not have 8-year-olds listening to me where I can say fuck as much as I want.
That's true. Unless if Dave shows up because he is, in fact, an 8-year-old.
Yeah, well. I feel like Dave's a 60-year-old in the body of an 8-year-old.
I think it's the reverse, actually.
You think he's an 8-year-old in the body of a 60-year-old?
A little bit.
Maybe a Benjamin Button 60-year-old?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yep.
We really nailed it. We nailed him down right there.
And he's not even here to defend himself.
That's the best part.
We're great.
So what have you been up to, man?
Not much. You know, I'm between work and I'm going back to school for a little bit and cutting down trees in my backyard. My life is basically just work, school, and cutting down trees.
What kind of trees are you cutting down?
I have no idea, but they are monsters that make my backyard look like that's where we have our sacrifices to Satan.
Really?
So, oh yeah, no, it's not a good look.
You have that Carcosa backyard?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not great.
How big are these trees?
They're not big. They're not big, but they are, they've taken over, is the problem.
Oh, okay. You were bushwhacking.
I was one machete away from being
trailblazing.
Yeah, it would have been amazing, but I was using clippers instead because I figured with the machete I'd definitely cut myself really bad.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
You'd be cutting yourself like an emo kid in the shower.
Yep.
Sorry to all you emo kids.
The only difference is I wouldn't be listening to My Chemical Romance. It would be the Moana soundtrack, which has been my jam lately.
How good is the Moana soundtrack?
So good. It's the
crazy.
Best.
Crazy. Who wrote it?
That would be Lin-Manuel Miranda, my good man.
Did he write all of it?
Or I'm pretty sure he did, yeah.
Man, he did the lyrics, at least.
Yeah.
I tell you what, she was not featured at Disney very much.
Which is so weird. I mean, I'm loving this whole new range of Disney princesses and stuff. But, like, I want Moana to really... Because that's a damn good movie.
Maybe she's... Honestly, it might just be too new that they haven't brought anything out. You know?
Yeah, it could be.
Because think about it. Frozen's been out for quite a few years, and the ride is relatively new.
That's true.
You know, the ride has only been out, I don't even know, a year or so? Maybe less?
And it's... I don't know. It's a little bit easier, I guess, to just get a blue gown and say, hey, here's Elsa.
Yeah, but they have, like, they have the Polynesian resort.
Yeah, that,
I mean,
you're
that's
right.
Fucking
it's,
built
it's,
in, son.
It's absolutely dumb.
And that's all Lilo and Stitch right now.
Ugh.
They gotta get rid of a little bit of that.
Yeah, cut that out.
Especially because that movie stinks.
You don't like Lilo and Stitch?
Not as much as Moana.
Oh my god, I thought I was the only one.
I don't think, I mean...
There's,
I don't know.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I think it's a cute enough movie, but it's not... Everybody, like, loses their tits over it. I'm just like,
yeah, I don't think it's that great. I like that they changed the storyline from a princess whose parents died to a common girl whose, I think, parents died.
Yeah.
There's a real theme in those Disney movies.
Yeah. Yeah, Disney princesses and Batman all have that one thing in common.
Oh,
yes.
Just
dead parents everywhere.
I wonder if any of their parents would be named Martha so that they could form a bond with Superman. That's it. Oh, so... Did we have a chance to talk about Wonder Woman?
We didn't, but speaking of princesses and ties to Superman...
Yeah, that's what got me there. Good,
you know
what would
be good?
Transition.
If I turned on my lights, that would be helpful.
I don't know. People might think we're gangbangers if your lights are off. Apparently, that's the international sign for being a gangbanger, is you drive with no lights, yeah?
Yeah, that's weird.
It's one of those internet hoaxes where they tell you, oh, this weekend the blood's going to be out. killing people that flash their lights at them when the lights are off. Don't flash your lights at anyone.
Nah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's shenanigans. But anyway, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see it?
No.
I did.
Yeah.
It's so good, Jeff.
I don't know, man. I have no desire to see Wonder Woman.
You're wrong. You are very wrong. It is a really good movie.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's so good, I thought it was a Marvel film for a little while.
Because
it definitely, it definitely did not feel...
movies have been dog shit.
Yeah. Yeah, but even by that bar, it, you know...
It trounced the Mummy in the box office.
It did. It did. It stomped on Tom Cruise's face. It was pretty impressive. But no, I really like that movie, and I think you should go see it.
I'll think about it.
I think you should go see it right now. I mean, not right now, because we're recording a podcast, but...
We couldn't record in the theater. People would be pissed.
Yeah, no, we'd get arrested by the FBI, and I cannot go to jail. I am too pretty.
Would we get arrested by the FBI for recording a podcast during a movie?
Probably not.
That'd be a real fucking lame thing to go to jail for.
Yeah. Yeah, we wouldn't really get as much cred as I think we'd like.
I wouldn't brag about it.
Yeah. What are you in here for? Murder. What are you in here for? I recorded a podcast while watching Wonder Woman with my friend. Gnome!
Especially if you say it like that. Who talks like that?
People who get arrested
that
for
is,
watching,
right.
Yeah. That's
the FBI's most wanted bootleggers all fucking talk like that?
Yep. Ooh, look at me with my avatars. Yeah. I don't know why I went with Avatar. That movie's been out for 900 years, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine. Shut up.
You don't like that movie, man.
I still don't get it. I don't.
Still don't get it.
Maybe I need to give it another shot. I don't think I'm going to, but maybe that's what the difference is.
So, a friend of mine's a big movie fan, goes all the time.
This is the wrong one.
Goes all the time. Goes to see Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Goes, you know, he's like, it was all right. I don't remember how he described it, but wasn't like a huge fan of it.
Yeah.
And goes, but he listens to the show a lot and goes, I guarantee you Ed will love it.
Yeah, he's right.
And I'm like, yeah, I think he did.
Yeah.
Like, I think he loved it. I think he said it was one of the favorites.
Yeah.
How high?
Of all superhero movies?
All superhero movies.
It's pretty high up there. It's, I mean, like, obviously I have a gajillion different criteria for going, but, like, movies that I watch over and over and over again.
I'm talking about favorite.
It's top five easy.
Okay.
Probably top three.
And is Guardians
in that
still number one? Or is it up there?
Yes, Guardians is up there.
One or two?
Both. See, that's the problem. I don't know where Guardians 1 versus 2 comes in anymore.
Okay.
Because it's so fresh and so good.
They're both up there?
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right.
I love them so much.
So this is top five. This is definitely the DC Universe's best outing.
Yes.
Fair?
Yes.
Okay.
Of the DC Extended Universe.
Right, I mean, right. Like, yes. I'm not talking about going back to the Dark Knight films or the original Batmans or the Richard Donner Superman. I'm not talking all the way back there.
Or the 1966 Adam West Batman movie.
R.I.P.
You betcha. That was a blow to my spirit.
I mean, it's sad whenever somebody that you like, you're a fan of, passes away. I mean, granted, you know, he was 88.
He was very old.
So he, at least, you know, and I don't think it was was it unexpected?
No, apparently he'd been sick for a little while, from what I think I read.
But you're right, because it does seem, even though he was that old, you don't think of it. Because it almost seems like he just seemed like one of those people that was just going to always be there.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
He's fantastic on Family Guy. I know you're not a fan of the show.
But the things I've seen with him in it.
He's absolutely fantastic on that show.
He's fantastic in everything he's ever done.
I only know Batman and that. And Robot Chicken.
Yeah, there's Robot Chicken. Robot Chicken's good.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, let's go buy you some jeans. Let's take a little pause on this guy.
Okay, we'll be back.
And we are back from a late night trip to Walmart. Jeff, you want to tell the people what you got?
I got a bag of Funyuns. and a pair of elastic waisted jeans. And no, I'm not kidding. I actually bought those two things. Am I ashamed? A little bit. But I still did it.
If you'd like to see what the jeans look like, I'll be posting that to the Nearly Coherent Instagram later. Yeah,
they look like...
Take that, social media manager, who says I never
like,
post anything.
They look like elastic waisted fucking jeans.
Oh, they are hideous.
But they were $9, so... Right,
yeah. Yeah, they look like they're $9, too.
Yeah, you can't...
Which is the important thing.
You can't go wrong. No. I tell you what, I don't think they feel scratchy.
They probably don't.
They're... Oh, and... You said Tommy Hilfiger?
Yeah.
I thought these were Tommy. They're not. They're called George. The name of the brand... The brand name of these jeans that I just bought is George.
So, like Cher or Drake. Just one name says it all.
Just George.
And it's just George.
Yep.
Yeesh.
Listen, don't knock them until you try them.
Gonna continue to knock them and not try them. That's just my personal methodology.
I think you should. I did not try them on.
No.
You
definitely didn't.
But I'm committed. I will be wearing these elastic waisted jeans to work.
And after that, you will be committed. So works out for everybody.
I'm very excited about them.
Honestly, I'm really excited for you to text me telling me how that goes.
I kind of hope that they're like, you know, like baggy through the baggy through like the seat and thighs with like a super tapered leg. That's what I think like that's the only way that these
that's
get
the
better.
Yeah, it's the only way that it goes down.
It's the only way.
And you we were talking, your wife is going to love these.
Oh,
love
yeah.
These pants.
Oh yeah.
Oh, she's going to be so happy that you bought them.
She's going to laugh at first until she realizes that I fully intend to wear them out of the house. And then she's going to be fucking furious.
Oof.
Yeah. She's going to be real mad when I wear them to my nephew's christening. Shit. Hey, you know what? That's the way it goes sometimes.
At least you can explain both purchases, though, because you got the stretch jeans for post-Funyun eating. So it all makes sense. Yeah. It all ties together.
Yeah, I mean, I need them. I need them before the Funyuns, let's face it, but...
I wasn't going to say that. I don't think you do.
Listen, I know.
You do. I think you cut a dashing figure in regular jeans, but you know what? You need that from comfort.
Because thanks to the Ritter ratio, if you will, I can actually wear normal people jeans.
Could you explain the Ritter ratio?
Yeah. Super big up top.
Okay.
Real little legs. And of course, the aforementioned no butt.
Right. Yep.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, the no butt really does help.
It's what I call wearing a size large shorts and a 3X shirt. That's
the Ritter ratio. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mathematically proven.
So, it's a 3-to-1 ratio, basically.
Hey, unrelated to anything we were just talking about.
Of course. Do you know
what's around here, by the way? So, there's a place, used to be a strip club, and then it stopped being a strip club, and now it's back to being a strip club.
Is that the Crystal Cafe?
I believe it is, yes.
This place?
No, not this place.
Okay.
No, that's a different... It's a different one. I forget what the name of it is. Doesn't really matter for the... All you need to know is that part of it is a strip club. The other part of it is a vape distribution warehouse.
Really?
Yeah. It's the pot of gold at the end of the douchebag leprechaun rainbow.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
You know that there's nothing but bros with backwards hats just roofying each other all day.
Vaping is the douchiest thing that one can do, I think.
It really is. It's so bad. Why? Why do we do it? I mean, I don't.
Although...
I'm not saying that we in that sense.
No.
I meant we as collective humanity.
I will tell you this.
Yeah.
I am mesmerized by the competitive vaping.
That's true,
those
yeah.
people that can, you know, blow smoke rings and then blow smoke through the smoke ring that wraps around it. It's pretty crazy.
The guy that can just blow smoke that looks like Gandalf. Not like how Gandalf blows smoke in the movie, but actually the face of Gandalf.
Yeah, those are impressive.
Yeah.
Those are very impressive.
Yeah. It's intense.
Still douchey, though.
Oh, super duper douchey.
Still douchey.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not feeling it as a lifestyle choice, but it's kind of impressive if you can turn that douche-tastic activity into something that's a marketable skill.
Absolutely.
So speaking of Funyuns and other things that give me terrible gastrointestinal distress, Illinois has a new PSA going on. I don't know if you heard about this one.
I have not.
It is diarrhea and swimming don't mix.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
Is diarrhea in pools that big of a fucking problem in Illinois?
Apparently it is.
Oh my God.
Apparently people are just eating a whole bunch of White Castle, not waiting an hour.
And just making diarrhea. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Who's the spokesperson for that PSA?
I have no... Probably Brendan Fraser.
I thought he's dead. He's not?
Just his career.
He's not, it goes without saying when you're making diarrhea PSAs for Illinois. That's not even a national PSA, is it?
No.
That's definitely terrible.
Because you know that won't play in, like, Ohio.
No, they have more respect for themselves than that.
They do.
Wait a second.
Go ahead.
So it's a PSA.
Uh-huh.
About making diarrhea in swimming pools?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why? Where does that come from? I keep referring to it as making diarrhea, by the way. I don't know if that's... Do you make diarrhea? Do you have diarrhea?
I believe you have diarrhea. But I'm enjoying your phrasing of make diarrhea, so I'm thinking we're going to stick with that.
Yeah, listen, I can't not stick with it. It's what I say.
It's
what I say. I just became very aware of it, but yeah. It is what I say.
Yeah, it's 100%. Definitely having diarrhea, but making diarrhea is just it's a beautiful image in my head.
You know, like, people say, I gotta go take a dump,
right?
You know, or something along the lines of that. Crude people say that.
Yeah.
Do people say, I have to go take a diarrhea? I don't think so.
I don't think that... I find that the people that would say, I have to take a dump, would be more surprised... Like, the diarrhea is a surprise party for them. It's like, oh, I didn't know this was coming. That's fun. Wee splorch.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, splorch being the official sound effect for making diarrhea.
It's making...
Would it be splorch or cusplorch?
I think it's cusplorch.
I think it's cusplorch, yeah.
It's probably... But it's said quick, like staccato.
Mm.
And in rapid succession.
Much like diarrhea.
Much like diarrhea. I, you know what? What do they call it? Like, if somebody says, I have to take a dump or whatever it is, where are you taking it? Like, why are you... Why is it take?
I don't know.
I feel like make is a better...
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like it's better.
It is, 100%.
I'm sticking with make diarrhea.
Yeah. Because I'll tell you this much. Nobody's taking diarrhea anywhere. If anything, diarrhea is taking them.
It's taking you. Doing... Diarrhea is the one that's got you doing that clenched butt walk from your car when you just push the night a little too far. I know that walk.
Don't we all? Oh God, there's some real photo finishes when that happens.
Oh yeah, you know what would make that walk easier going forward?
Elastic jeans.
You're goddamn right.
You know what would make it more difficult?
What?
Rompers for dudes. I think we already had that discussion though.
Yeah, but it is a good point.
Yeah,
it is a good point. Oh my God, there's nothing I would like to see more than a guy in a romper, like, go back to a girl's apartment or something like that, think he's gonna get some, and then make a diarrhea in his romper. That would be really, like, just justice.
Yeah.
Justice.
Yeah. As he's, you know, undoing his man bun and putting down his vape pen.
You know what? The man bun doesn't bother me so much. I'm actually jealous of the man bun.
Well, I can understand it from your point of view.
I like the man bun.
I gotta be honest with you, not a fan of it.
Yeah?
I feel like you're trying too hard to be Tom Cruise in The Last Samurai. And that just ain't right. It's not...
Anyone see that to know what he looked like?
I think enough people saw the posters.
Okay.
And the trailer that was played before just about every movie that year. Because people were like, hey... It's Tom Cruise and cultural appropriation. This is obviously going to be a hit. And then, I don't know if you know this, it was not.
It was not.
It was not a hit. It was what you might call a miss.
Most of his movies have been a miss recently.
I gotta be honest with you. Love all the Mission Impossible stuff. It's dumb fun, but it's fun.
I think they have a new guy in the next one, right?
Nope.
He's still in it?
Yep. He was supposed to hand off after the J.J. Abrams one, I think.
But he didn't.
He did not. Oh, no, it was the one that Brad Bird did, and then he had so much fun on that, he was like, I'm going to do these movies forever. And then Jeremy Renner was like, oh, another franchise that I didn't get to take over. Oh.
I hate Jeremy Renner.
I kind of enjoy the fact that he is the de facto guy that people go to take over roles and then doesn't get to do it.
That is actually... You know,
because, like, oh, hey, it's Jeremy Renner in the new Bourne movies. What is happening here?
And Matt Damon's back.
Yep, and Matt Damon is all like, hey...
This guy's still insisting on...
Yeah, what am I supposed to do now? So for those of you that aren't driving with us right now...
We just went to get off the highway, and the exit was clearly closed. The car in front of us was not having any of that.
No.
And continued to drive almost right into the back of the truck, blocking the road.
All right, so I'm going to go this way.
Oh, what is this? Ramp work ahead.
Yeah, we're not gonna do that noise.
Yeah, no, let's just...
No, we're gonna just go this way. Is this person waving at me?
I don't know what he's doing.
I don't want to wave at you. You're making it harder for me to get where I want to go.
Well, I don't know where we're going.
Me neither, really.
The only bad part about doing a podcast in the car is that driving in the car makes you want to fall asleep.
That's true.
I want to fall asleep right now.
Well, I'd recommend not, because that'd be terrible content.
That might. You know what? It wouldn't necessarily be our worst episode.
That's true.
Certainly wouldn't be our best, but it wouldn't be terrible.
No,
I'll tell you that.
No, we've done way worse.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. What do you think Dave's up to?
Dave is working.
Working man's a sucker.
Yeah, seriously. Gotta win that game show money, kids.
That's true.
It springs you off for life, or at least a couple of years.
Gotta get Terry Crews to hook you up.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone recognized you from that?
No, but I did get a random phone call to my house on a landline from somebody from, like, Peoria that wanted to give me strategy about 8 months after the episode had aired, which was about 8 months after the episode had been taped. So what? That was horrifying.
That's weird. What the fuck?
Yeah, it was not a great day. I was just sitting there, and I obviously didn't pick up, because if you're calling a landline, I think that you're either a telemarketer or Satan.
Yeah.
And
or a rapist, maybe.
That could be, too.
Not, you know.
Yeah. Not a savory character.
All kind of undesirables called landlines.
Yeah. And it was just this one old guy's like, hello, my name is Steve. Obviously, the names have been changed, not to protect the innocent, but because I don't remember people's names. Hello, my name is Steve. And I have some great strategies that I think that the Ed Thomas that was on Million, who wants to be a millionaire, could use in his life. Please give me a call back at 555-3838. May Jesus be with you. And then hung up.
Did you save that voicemail by any chance?
Yeah, I did. It's somewhere on my phone.
I'd love to hear it.
I will find it for you. It is a video that I took of me just reacting to that voicemail.
I thought it was going to be a video of you, of your answering machine. Yeah. Which would have been quite all right.
Yeah. There's worse videos out there. How about Sleepy is changing to mattress firms? I don't like that.
At this point of the show, we are literally just looking out the windows and talking about anything we see, guys. Vapor Junction.
Yep.
So anyway, do you have any plans to go on another game show?
I would like to go on, like, The Price is Right, because I feel like I'd crush that with the amount of time I spend buying things. I wouldn't do well at Jeopardy.
No, Jeopardy is fucking way too hard.
Yeah. And it's not even so much that the content's too hard, it's the idea of having to answer in the form of a question. I don't like those sorts of rules.
Okay.
Don't try to shoehorn me into your little...
Don't box me in.
Yeah.
Don't box me in, Trebek.
I'm an iconoclast, sir. I'll say whatever I want.
So Jeopardy's out.
I feel like I do pretty well at Wheel of Fortune, but I don't know that I could say Q with the level of enthusiasm that you need to muster. You know, because you gotta...
What if you just stayed away from Q?
That's a good point. You, not really too many many puzzles that are hinged on the Q.
Not gonna come up very often.
No. No.
If you were gonna pick... All right, you make it to that final round of Wheel of Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
R-S-T-L-N-E.
Yeah.
And you have to pick three consonants and a vowel.
All right.
What are your three consonants?
M.
Okay.
P.
Okay.
D.
Oh, that's good choices. All good choices.
I feel like they like would give me a good heads up okay. of what's going on.
And what about your vowel?
I.
Yeah?
I know it's risky. I think O would be the smarter move, but I feel like I would be just speaking more to me as a person. You know?
The whole selfish thing?
Yeah. Yeah, the whole only child, so yeah. It's all me. Yeah. I.
Absolutely.
How about you? What's your letter combo?
Shit. I think I would have
Shit's
to do...
Shit's not a letter, my friend. I want you to know that right now.
I'd have to do O for the vowel.
Okay.
I really would. Because I feel like... I don't think you'd hit on an O as much as to say you would an A.
Yeah.
But if you hit that O, that word's almost going to be a giveaway.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
M and D would both be there, but I think I would go with an H.
H is a good one. H is a good one. I like it.
Because, again, I think an H, if you hit, like, gives the word away.
It really does.
Plus, yeah. H, a lot of times, is a silent letter.
That's accurate.
So you don't want to fucking go in there and go with the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Like the guy that said... What the hell was it? Achilles? He called it Achilles?
Yeah.
Yikes. What a dummy.
I don't usually watch Wheel of Fortune, but I did watch it today.
Okay.
And you know how people usually leave there with like $20,000?
Yeah.
Tops? Lady today left with $83,000.
I saw someone leave like a 3-day total of like $190,000. I'm like, holy shit.
See, I didn't think they did multiple day.
Yeah.
I thought it was just Jeopardy.
Oh, am I thinking of the wrong...
I think you are, yeah.
Dave, I don't want to look that stupid.
Wheel of Fortune, it's one and done. You're out.
Dave, I need you.
This lady, she just kept on hitting on that wheel. One lady left with nothing on the board. And they got... So they're, you know, when they do the introductions, they're like, hi, my name's Devin, and I'm from New Jersey, and I have a wife who's really expensive, which... to me, it's just like, that's not the thing you want to say on national television about your wife. I feel like there's no good way that that's going to go for you. That's not going to break in your direction. And then this poor schmuck leaves with $3,000. And this other lady's like, oh, I just got, you know, 30. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Lady just kept on hitting and was just, I'm pretty sure she, was reading Alex Trebek's mind. She might very well have been.
I've never
Alex Trebek. That's Dave. Dave,
we need you. Dave, we're coming apart at the seams without you, buddy. I've never seen someone win like the huge prize on Wheel of Fortune, by the way.
No, me neither. That's why I was shocked today. She got the final puzzle just like in 2 seconds. And then it was another $36,000 that she won right there.
God damn it. Like,
that is impressive.
Good for them.
Yeah, seriously. Real weird looking husband, though, that lady had. Whew.
I think they always do.
Yeah. I feel like Wheel of Fortune kind of attracts the same group as, like, Walmart. Which I can say because we were just in a Walmart.
I think so. I think Wheel of Fortune might attract a slightly older demographic.
Right.
I'll tell you what. I bet you there's a lot of Wheel of Fortune watchers
mm.
that wear elastic waste yeah. jeans.
If you go to a Wheel of Fortune convention in those jeans, you are going to fit in like nobody's business.
Oh, man. I would love to do that. You know what I would not like? I don't think I would do well on The Price is Right, by the way.
Really?
No. I think I'd be fucking terrible at it.
Why do you think that?
Because I don't think I'd ever be able to guess any of the prices, because it's all like MSRPs. Because none of those prices exist in the real world.
That's true.
That would be awful. Almost as awful as my take on video game, on game shows. Almost that awful. Not quite, but almost.
You know what I hate on The Price is Right? When you get that one person who's like, oh, it's $99, and then somebody's like, it's $99.99 or $100, like just edging you out by a dollar. Yeah. That person deserves syphilis.
I would lose my fucking temper on that real quick. I would lose my temper if that person just kept outbidding me by a dollar.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I would beat the crap out of them with a waffle iron, retail price $39.95.
I also hate that one dickhead that bids $1.
Oh, that person's the worst.
It's like, come on. You know that this vacuum and TV stand and set of copper pots is worth more than a dollar, you dickhead. Pick another amount. Like, oh, this guy bet $1,500. Say $150. Yeah. Be realistic.
Yeah.
Fuck. See, that's why I wouldn't do well.
Yeah, you'd just be dropping F-bombs left and right.
I'd be like, Jeff, you get to go to the Showcase Showdown because you keep punching other contestants.
Square in the mush. It's horrifying. All right, so here's the thing. We were going to try to do a smooth transition from whatever we were just talking about to whatever we're going to talk about now. But we stopped and got White Castle in between, and now my brain is atrophied. How about you?
I am... This episode has been so incoherent, even I can't follow it. So, we're just going to have to move on.
Yeah.
I will tell you, Ed just ordered a double slider and jammed a chicken ring into the middle of it.
I call it a meat lover slider. It's
and changed
great.
Lives.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
You just had it. Yeah. And how great was that?
Changed lives, I'm telling you.
Listen, here's the way I look at it. The chicken ring adds a nice level of crunch to the slider, which is generally just a
very, very
jelly
soft.
Mass.
Yes, very soft. You're right.
Yeah. So you add that little crunch. If you want to get real wild, throw in a little bit of bacon. Extra 99 cents. Worth it.
I thought it was only 40 cents.
I figure it changes by region.
Gotcha. All right.
So, you know,
you're just playing the law of averages?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So here, big... final question of the night.
Yeah, lay it on me.
McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Or the White Castle ring.
Oh, White Castle chicken ring, 100%.
Wow, not even close.
Not even. You know why? I'm going to tell you exactly why right now.
Okay.
I love chicken nuggets, but chicken rings are chicken just distilled to its most natural form. Circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, chickens belong in a circular
the
pattern.
Ring. You're right.
And... you know, like, people can say that's not what a chicken looks like, and I just look at them and go, fake news, and move on with my day.
Alternate facts. Yeah. Alternative facts, rather.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alternative facts.
It's all alternative facts.
I've seen chickens that look like rings, but here's what I would tell them. Be like,
go ahead.
You ever seen a chicken without feathers? How the fuck do you know what it looks like?
It's true. Yeah, those feathers could just be hiding. There could be just a massive hole of emptiness inside.
Have you ever seen a husky, the dog, shaved?
I have. It's weird.
You don't know what the fuck is hiding under there.
No.
Chicken rings.
Chicken rings is all this. That's basically what makes up a husky.
Yeah.
It's just chicken rings and love. Which, if you ask me, is just chicken rings and more chicken rings, because all chicken rings are is chicken-based love. Not like sexual love. That'd be real weird.
I mean, it is ring-shaped.
It's true. You do some real weird shit with it.
But you gotta let them... you have to let them cool off, because they cook the chicken rings to...
yeah.
400 Kelvin.
You don't want to burn off your wiener.
No.
I'm just saying.
You definitely don't. That'd be an embarrassing trip to the hospital.
It would be. That would be horrifying.
He has third-degree burns up and down his penis and a chicken ring stuck there. We're going to have to admit this guy for psychiatric evaluation.
And then we could take the chicken ring off after that.
Yeah. Damage is already done.
Yeah.
In that area.
Now that the chicken ring is fused with the penile tissue. Whoof.
That's hard. We're done. We're done.
We're done. We're out.
Oh, thanks for sticking with us through this one, guys.